Well, I'm so happy you're back. I'm your host, Lonnie Ray. I want to talk to you today about synchronicity making. Yes, that magical vibrational thing that seems to be mystical, doesn't it? How do we create our own good timing is really what synchronicity is, isn't it? It's a confluence of what you were hoping to find and it showing up and even some wonderful surprises along the way. And I want to give you my steps to creating that more for yourself. You know, that's what the whole purpose of the series and my book, How to Deal with a Dumbass, a spiritual approach. It really is. Because I want you to be able to clear the decks. Bye-bye, y'all. Pat the toddlers on the head. You know the routine. Step out of the playpen, close the gate behind you, and get moving. So here's how you do it. Create better timing because you're not in the playpen. Right? Okay. So you set the mood in the morning. Set your mood. Decide what it's going to be. And one of the best ways I found to do that is music. Like this morning, I turned on marching band music. I love a good marching band. I turned on drum lines and drum lines done on trash cans, you know, and I'm just smiling. And I want to share that with you because you got to notice the impact of the input, right? If you're happy and you know it, right? Your face will show it. I have to laugh with the Kardashians. The long-haired girl, don't even know. She would say, I'm so happy. And I'm like, tell your face. I'm so happy about that. Tell your face. I know you get it, right? But seriously, there was no emotion. Blame it on the Botox. Maybe she's a robot. I don't care. Tell your face. So I noticed that my face was smiling with the drumline music and dance. Still a raver. I love high energy. And that's what makes me smile. So what would make you smile in the morning? What can you put on that's good input that'll put a smile on your dial? You got to set the mood. Remember that along the way, of course, when things go awry, not to, you know, your expectation, just to prefer it to be otherwise. I would have preferred, for instance, that my whole batch of canning had sealed, but once again, it didn't. And I was like, mad. I go, take your own workshop, okay? Don't be mad, find a way back to glad. And that was like, oh, okay. So you know that run, right? No matter what happens, oh, okay. Instead of, oh, God, you know, like, oh, okay, now what, you know? What would be the most fun next? Well, it wasn't exactly fun to see my disappointment on the counter. It's a lot of time and product. I don't know what to do with it. Dang it. And life goes on. So I want to share with you a story about how this particular, after you listen to music, this little thing you can say can really help make you a great day. And it's simply to make sure your mind is ruminating on, I am peace. I am love. I am the blissful one. I am peace. I am love. I am the blissful one. That was a made up phrase that transformed my life. And it was so unlikely that I would be peaceful. I never felt loved. And it was probably drama on, you know, skates, you know. I didn't want to be. So I kept saying, I am peace, I am love, I am the blissful one. Well, I started doing that again the other day. And after that, then you follow the hunches. So that's the next step for you. So you set the mood. You respond with, oh, okay, in life, always. I am peace, I am love, I am the blissful one. And then you follow the hunches, the nudges that say, go here, go there. Go now, go now. Because it will produce great timing. Here's what happened. I was scurrying about. There's only a few stores to go to, but it was, you know, zigzag across the highways. You know, where's the traffic going? Oh, I'll change my plans. You know, it was very, very random. You know what I'm saying? And as it turned out, I was in the line at Walgreens, and I had been making very, very careful purchase decisions, looking at what was on sale and stuff like that. So I was reluctant to break that 20. So I was trying to spend it wisely. I get in line, rings it up. I realize as I do the wallet pat, you know, everywhere, my wallet was missing. It was in the car. And I said, I'm sorry, my wallet's in the car. And I turned, and a woman who was not in line but was standing behind me, sort of, about 3 feet away, looks at me and she said, what's wrong? I said, I think I've left my wallet in the car. Well, I'll get it. I'm thinking, what? No, I'll get it. No, I'll get it. Okay. We walk up to the register. It's $15.58. I'm thinking immediately she's going to say, oh, no, that's too much. I thought it was like $3. But she didn't. She goes, okay. She starts pulling money out of her pockets and pays for my groceries. And then turns on the phone to talk to somebody and just like is gone. Disappears. Out of the blue, this happened, guys. I was like, oh, okay. Wow. Wasn't that incredible? It's just a recent story. It might have happened even if I'd been grumpy, but I don't think so. When you put yourself in that groovy mood, you get in a groove and you flow and everything, you know, will show you which way to go. I wanted to share that with you today. I want you to find your happy space and place to minimize the input of fear-mongering and negativity and the dumbasses that want to bring you their story again. Don't listen to it again, unless you're getting paid. All right. Remember to ask the most important question of all, and that is, how can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? This is Lonnie Ray. I'm out for now, but I'll be back.